Chapter 5 Royal Ghosts. Today, the Tower of London is a popular tourist attraction. Millions of people visit it every year. Do they know the tower is haunted by royal ghosts? William the Conqueror wanted a castle and a prison and built the Tower of London in 1078. The tower has a ghastly history of tortures, murders, and executions. Anne Boleyn is a very active royal ghost. In 1533, she became King Henry VIII's second wife. But Henry soon got tired of her because she did not give him a son. In 1536, Henry decided to marry another woman. He accused Anne Boleyn of treason and put her in the Tower of London. She was beheaded on Tower Green in May 1536. Her ghost is white and transparent. She haunts Tower Green, the White Tower, and the church in the tower. Sometimes she appears with her head. At other times, she holds her head in her hand. The ghosts of Henry's other unlucky wives, Catherine Howard and Jane Seymour, haunt Hampton Court Palace, just outside London. In 1972, a 9-year-old girl visited the Tower of London with her father. The tourist guide said,
Anne Boleyn and other royal prisoners were beheaded on Tower Green. The executioner used a big axe to cut off their heads.
That's not true. I saw Anne Boleyn a minute ago. But the executioner did not use an axe because Anne Boleyn was a queen. He used a special sword from France.
The other visitors were surprised. The little girl was right.
How do you know this?
Asked her father.
I saw the whole execution on Tower Green a few minutes ago, she said.
Perhaps the most famous ghosts of the tower are the two princes. They were heirs to the English throne. When Edward V became King of England in 1483, he was only 12 years old and his brother Richard was 10. Their uncle, Richard, wanted to be King of England. He took the princes to the tower and soon they disappeared. People began asking questions.
Where is young King Edward? Where is his brother?
People said that Richard was responsible for the murder of the princes. Then one night, a soldier saw two children at the bottom of the stairs. They had long, white night clothes. They looked at the soldier silently. They were very sad and frightened. Suddenly, they disappeared. Then the soldier understood. The children were the ghosts of the two princes. Many people saw the two ghosts at the bottom of the stairs, and people still see them now. In 1647, workmen found the skeletons of two children under the stairs. The skeletons were buried immediately. On windy nights, the ghosts of the sad princes still haunt the Tower of London. The tower is a very spooky place at night.